from North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Wednesday, November 23rd. California counties will soon submit their final vote counts from the midterm elections. NSPR's Ken Duvall has this update from Shasta County.
Shasta County Registrar of Voters Kathy Darling Allen says her office is on schedule to certify election results by deadline, and she plans to release an update today.
We will have one more update, which should be fairly minor, to do hopefully early next week. We have to certify by the 1st of December in order to get our special district governing board members seated, according to the law, by Friday at noon next week.
She said that since California enacted legislation last year to provide mail-in ballots to all registered voters, counting takes longer because these ballots require more processing. What's left to count now are ballots that were mailed in without signatures or with signatures that didn't match those on record, and ballots that were damaged in the mail. Overall, Allen said the election went smoothly, including that her office has been mostly free of the threats and interference that occurred in other recent elections.
We had a couple of minor things happen on election night, but we had a strong law enforcement presence here after the polls closed, and we got a couple of thank yous from poll workers who were concerned about security as well when they were coming here to drop things off on election night, but we really haven't had the same kind of incidents that we experienced in June.
When asked if she thinks the 2024 presidential election will be free of disruptions, she said it's too early to tell. Much will depend on the political environment then. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Moving to Butte County, for just over a year now, a homeless aid group in Chico has been providing showers and clothes to unhoused residents in the area. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more on the difference it's made in the community.
On a Friday morning outside Depot Park in downtown Chico, the North State Shelter team has set up shop. Each week, they bring their portable shower trailer, complete with solar power, a drinking water spout, stockpiles of underwear and socks, and hot coffee to fight off the morning cold. They've brought the trailer to parks and encampments across Chico.
You'll see some people come out, and the way they walk in and the way they come out are like two completely different people.
That's Manny Escalante, volunteer vice president of the North State Shelter Team. He says the project has been a success since it started in October of last year. Misty Kimmerer, who has been living in Depot Park, agrees.
How is the shower?
Heavenly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is it heavenly?
Hot water and great soap. It's like peppermint.
She says another vital service the trailer provides is access to clean drinking water, since Depot Park doesn't have a water connection.
There's no water fountains. The sprinklers used to run. They turned those off.
NSPR reached out to the Chico Department of Public Works for comment on why there is currently no water at Depot Park, but did not get a response before deadline. Regular access to showers also decreases the risk of infection and disease. North State Shelter Team President Charles Withyun said the idea for the trailer came to him while he was helping pick up trash at the Comanche Creek encampment.
And this nurse comes up to me from Ampla Health and she goes, "You know what? I just talked to a woman, hasn't had a shower in a year. You know what that does for sepsis and infections and little skin abrasions and any little problem you got, it makes it worse. Next thing you know, you're in the emergency room."
The North State Shelter Team has two other projects it's trying to get off the ground, a sanctioned car and RV lot, as well as a supervised sanctioned campground. Their proposal for the campground was denied by the city due to permitting issues. Withyun says the team is currently revising the proposal. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.
Moving to wildfire, this summer, campfire survivor Iris Natividad opened Nothing But Love, a shop in Paradise dedicated to showcasing the best local artists have to offer. NSPR's Angel Uracha has the story behind the store's opening.
Iris Natividad has made it a mission to showcase local art and artisan goods that highlight the place she once called home. The gallery and store made its debut this summer and highlights local artists and craftsmanship.
I live in Chico now, so of course our house didn't make it. I mean, at least I've got the store in Paradise. So I think that's a start for me, and it's been hard to come back to find a place.
The shop receives photos and letters from customers who are former Paradise residents who moved out of state. They share their stories and their yearning for the place they once called home.
I feel like I have a purpose. I feel that I need to bring healing back to the people that come to Paradise, whether they're residents from before or new residents or people that are rebuilding. They can have something that says Paradise, and it will heal me and it will heal them.
Many beloved businesses didn't make it through the campfire or the COVID-19 pandemic, but Nativi That wants others to know Paradise is a vibrant community. People are supportive of each other. The store's name reflects that.
I lost a loved one in the fire. And the store is named Nothing But Love because my boyfriend Andrew, that was his mantra. Every time somebody said goodbye, that's what he said. So it's a tribute to him.
Andrew Downer was one of the 85 people who died in the 2018 campfire. It was the deadliest fire in California history.
I think it's important to come back, to rebuild, to show people that we're resilient, that we're thriving. The community is thriving.
For NSPR News, I'm Angel Uracha in Paradise.
You can read more about Nothing But Love and see pictures of the store on our website, mynspr.org. And finally, scientists at Stanford are starting a new medical trial to see if the drug Paxlovid can ease the symptoms of long COVID. It's the first medical trial involving an antiviral to treat long COVID. The California Report's Monty Bolaños has more.
Paxlovid is the oral antiviral drug given to people who have been recently infected with COVID. It's been proven to help keep people who are at a high risk for severe diseases from getting so sick that they end up in the hospital. So now scientists want to test the drug to see if it helps ease brain fog, shortness of breath, body aches, and other long COVID symptoms. Upi Singh is a principal investigator for the study. And while we still don't know why people get long COVID, she says there are a few high-priority hypotheses.
One of those is that there's some persistent virus left in the body after somebody has COVID. So maybe there's a reservoir for the virus somewhere in the body, and that ongoing presence of the virus keeps activating the immune system or keeps making the person sick.
And that's the hypothesis they'll be testing with this study. The Stanford study is recruiting 200 participants to see if those treated with Paxlovid for 15 days feel better than those treated with a placebo. Both groups will be monitored over 4.5 months to see if their symptoms improve.
That was the California Report's Madi Bolaños. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, November 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. We'll be off the next 2 days for the Thanksgiving holiday, but return on Monday, the 28th. See you then. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.